All right. So, yeah, none of them are base. We are at 6 lines down from the top. Hiyasa Rav and Amar. So they were talking about this question about the Dargash. Right, what's the Dargash? Because we basically said that the person if a person takes a neder not to use a mita, not to use a bed, so are they permitted to use a Dargash? Is a Dargash considered, you know, some type of bed? So the Gemara had questioned. We said maybe a Dargash is this, bed for mazel, that they would, leave in a house, and people would just kind of leave it there and be for good luck. So that's very difficult, because then why is the melech sit on this dargash, specifically when he's in avelos? And the other time, the guy says, I don't know, why not? There's other things the melech does when he's in avelos, specifically he eats meat and drinks wine, etc. So we said, and what about the fact that he doesn't flip it over? They said, when he's in avelos, they said, no problem, because the amitim yuchedes lekelim also, they don't flip over, right? So let's actually start from three lines down. Eliki ikasha hakasha. So the Gemara says, "Eli ikasha hakasha." The sanim shem gomila omer dargash matir karbitav. That dargash untie its loops. V'hu nofa me'ilav, and it just falls by itself. V'dargash arsa degada who karbita mi islay. If it's an arsa degada, it wouldn't have such loops. That's not the type of thing that a regular bed has. So the Gemara says, "Fine." Ki asa ravin. Amar. So Ravin showed up. Usually kiosi means he showed up. He was like in Eretz Yisrael. He showed up to Bavel. So Amar she'il de la'ahu mer abanan. I asked one of the rabbis, Rav Tachlifa bar Marava Shmei. And his name was Rav Tachlifa bar Marava. The Havashchiach b'shuka detzale. So he would hang out in the shuk detzale. And the shuk detzale, the Ran writes, shuka detzale ma'avadei oros. People who work with leather. Okay? Va'amali, and he said to me, "In Va'amali, my dargash. What is a dargash? Arsa detzala. So dargash is just what we have thought the whole time that it's this type. It doesn't sound the same. Instead of a, arsa the.
Right, the Gemara right before the Ula's thing was thrown out now.
Right, so we're trying again. Yeah, so arsa detzala. So it's not exactly the same thing. So to look at the Ran. Ran says, "What's arsa detzala? Mita sha'or." We were saying before we said Arsa Degada. So what's Arsa Degada? So the Ran writes, Mita Sha'or, it's actually a leather bed, which makes sense because he's coming from the leather workers area, right? Vitolin Ritsuos Bisva Sa'or, and they take these straps on the outer part of the leather, Saviv around it, Ukesherots and Lintosa, Onvin Haritsuos Baruchos Hamita, Ukesherots, and when you want to, close it up or whatever, you fold up the ritzuos along the length of the bed, ukushima tirunosan, and when you let them go, no fel me'ilav, then they fall themselves away, to easily take it apart, you just kind of untie them and it falls. Vehein karbitav, and this is actually the loops that we were talking about before. Ukadesh leyuskakala or belichluach hakarka, but in order that the leather doesn't get ruined by the schmutz on the ground. Shelo hayirashay karav gavoin misirugo lemala amar tanakama de eno kofo. And but basically it's just like a regular bed frame, right? And there's nothing on the it's just flat on top. So if you'd flip it, that piece of leather would flop down and it would get ruined. So that's why Chazal say you don't do kfiya samita with that bed because it would get ruined. You didn't make you ruin your item in order to fulfill this minhag of kfiya samita. Okay. So instead, what do? For kfiya samita, instead of flipping it over, you just kind of release the piece of leather. I guess, they were not as worried about the bottom of it getting... If you can release it, it's going to hit the ground also. But I guess they're less worried about the bottom part hitting the ground. Okay, fine. But the point is, that is what we're talking about. So it's not like some mazlodika bed, but it's just like this leather bed. Okay. Fine. So go back to Gemara. So again, he had told him that it's a mita detzala, arsa detzala. So itmar, ezo mita, Ve'ezu dargash, Okay, so the Gemara says, well, so what, we quote a mime from the Amoraim. Now, what is mita and what's the dargash? Amrav Yirmiya, mita misarganosa algaba, dargash misarganosa oso migufo. Okay, so they said, Yirmiya says that when it comes to a bed, so you would tie the, whatever the, you know, ropes or whatever that hold up the bed. So again, because usually it was like these ropes and you put the mattress on top, right? So they take those ropes and wrap it around the frame itself. But dargash misargano so migufo. But the dargash, they would tie the, you have pictures in there, right? Mm-hmm. Where they would tie actually the ropes into the frame itself, right? Okay. So yeah, look at the rhyme. Mita misargano sa agaba hachavalim markivim al aruchos hamita. They go around the actual ends of the bed. Dargash misargano sa begufa sheyesh nekavim baruchos hav. They're actually little holes in the bed frame. V'tochvin bahen rashi ritzuos hatzlius beor ve'onvin ve'ein markivin aritzuos agabi aruchos hamita. Fine. So they instead of wrapping them around, they would put them in the, you know, they would be tied into the frame itself. Okay. So basically, the Gemara says not so fast. Kali eitz. So when is something that is made out of wood? When is it mekabel tuma? Hamita v'harisa mishishif meshi mishishufam ba'or hadak. So when is the whole idea of something coming to be being mekabel tuma? It means that it has now become ready for use, right? It's been like totally finished. It's like a finished product. So now it can be mekabel tuma because now it's a kli. Right, so when is that? That's when you have rubbed it in the skin of a fish. Okay, v'mita mistareges agaba. But if a mita has the ropes, you know, wrapped around the actual frame, lama li shifas hadak, the shifas or hadak. Why would I need to, you know, wipe down the frame? No one's going to see the frame. Basically, it's going to be like, you know, covered over by all the ropes. So there'd be no reason to do that, right? Look at the run. Mishishupam ba'or hadag kila hachlik haruchos liyafusan. Right, you make them nice. It was like a finishing touch. Right, so lama lishivas or hadag. Harei mechusos hein tamid berashay chavalim hamusuragin al gabe mita. Right, they're going to be covered. So if that's really what happens with the bed, why would they even bother, you know, making the end so nice? Okay, so it says the Gemara. Ela havaha migufan. Right, rather, so both of them actually, you don't tie the ropes around the end. Around the frame itself, you put the ropes, you know, on within the bed frame. Mita ulei vapuke bibizine dargash a ulei vapuke baavkasa. Okay, so what would happen? So look at the ran. So when it comes to the mita, we say ulei vapuke bibizayim binekavim shel aruchos machnes umoti rosh achevel. Right, in the actual, you know, holes that are in the side of the bed frame, you would, you know, wrap the rope inside. But when it comes to the dargash, aule vafuke bavkasa. What's vafkasa? So it says the run lulaos tluyin benikve aruchos. They're actually little loops that were sitting in the, you know, that are in the bed frame. Ubehen machnis and rosh ritzuos atluyos besvasaor. Okay, and you would actually, you know, like wrap the things inside. Why we care so much about like the difference between like the how exactly it's set up, I'm not totally sure. Who cares? Why does it matter how it would be set up that way? Just trying to see if the Musaf Rashi explains it all. Yeah, I'm not sure like why. The bottom line is it allows us to understand the difference. It's like it's different types of construction, and that leads to the question of like when is mekabel tuma and when we do kriya samita, etc. So I guess that's why it has, you know, value for us. But the bottom is we're just trying to explain what it is and these different types of construction. Explain. Sorry, I don't know the answer. The answer is in terms of if someone takes a nether to use one versus the other, right? So we want to know what's one and what's the other and how they're related. But fine, fine. So that's the difference. Okay, so Amar Yaakov Baracha, Amar Rebbe, Mita Shenikalite Yotzin Zokva Vedayo. So Yaakov Baracha says in the name of Rebbe that a Mita that's Nikalite Yotzin. What does that mean? Look at the Ran. Shenikalite Yotzin Nikalitin Beis Eitzim Aruchin Shema Midin Osam Bemita Echad Mirashoseha. Right, so you have two pieces of wood, right, that are that you place on top of the bed, right? Echa mirashasev, echa miragloseh. One comes from the top, one comes from the bottom. Umufutzalim heim berushin, umanichin kanem mizeh lazeh, va'alav porsin hakila. Right, so it's how you, it's the way you would set up like a little tent on top of a bed, right? So you have these pieces of wood that would come out to place the kila, like the this tent sort of on top of it. Darius lost my place. So someone would have them like sticking out from the bottom. So that's, I mean, just explains the reason why the Kriyas Hamita you wouldn't do with this type of bed. You couldn't flip it on its head. It has this little teepee thing on top. That's not going to work. So they would just put it on its side, and that would be considered enough. So just explaining why, what would happen with, a mita like that, you wouldn't put it, flip it over totally. You just flip it on its side. Amr Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Yeshua Ben Levi Halachim Shem Gamliel. So he says we actually pass in like Shem Gamliel, the original approach, not like this one. But the bottom line is, and Shem Gamliel is, which he does. Make sure we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, he would untie.
Untie it and let it fall. Exactly. That he would say, no for me'ilof, right? You just untie it and let it fall. And again, you wouldn't have to flip it over. But the bottom line is, that's how the dargash was different than the regular bed. And it sounds like, according to both of these opinions, so they're no longer arguing that the dargash is a bed for mazel, but rather a bed with a different construction, and that's the reason why it wouldn't be flipped over. Fine. Okay, like you mentioned before, people don't really have this minute anymore. Basically, they don't flip over beds in a base oven the same way. But okay, all right. Next mission, hanoder min ha'ir. Okay, let's say a person takes a neder. Not that they don't want to sleep in a bed. Not that they don't want to put on certain clothing, etc. They're not going to go into a certain town, in a certain city. Okay, so if they're noder min ha'ir, mutar likanes l'tchuma shal ir. You're allowed to enter the tchum of the ear. Ve'asu likanes li'ibura. But you can't go into its extended area. So what are we talking about here? So tchuma, right? So look at the Mefarish says. Mefarish explains. What do we mean tchuma? Besoch apayim amas. We have a rule, right? If the halacha on Shechel Shabbos, that if a person wants to travel outside of a city, so you can travel on Shabbos up to 2,000 amos, but no more than that. But it's not that simple. It's not just 2,000 amos outside a city, because if the city is connected to another city and there's housing all the way through, so then you can keep going. That's not the tchum. The tchum starts from like, it's something like 71 3/4 amos or something. Once you get outside, that there's no longer any more, and there's no like inhabitants anymore in that area. So once you get to that space, that it's no longer anybody living there. So then at that space, you start the count of the 2,000 amos. So that extra space, liibura, says Mefarish, hainu pagum nichnas pagum yotze shal osair. Right, but the point being, that's that amount, that little extra area before we start counting the actual tchum. That's called ibura. That's the little extension of the city. So you're still like within the city to a certain extent. You're actually outside the city, but you're within the city limits in that way. And once you get past that spot, so now you're still in tchum, the tchum for the next 2,000 amos. But so that's sort of the question. So the point is that the Mishnah is saying is, if you say I take a neder not to be inside the city. Okay, so if it's within the tchum, that's already, you're probably way outside the city, but you're still in tchum Shabbos. That's permitted because you're not inside the city. But the ibura sha'ir, that's not so far, right? You're pretty close. You're within that kind of like this like little catch area that is still considered part of the city, so that that you'd be forbidden to go into. Okay, good. Avahanoda min abayis asra min agaf vilifnim. But a person who says I'm going to take a neder not to be in a house, so what do you? So then you can't be from the what do they call it, the threshold and further in, or the what do they call it,
doorframe.
the door frame and in already that point, that's where you can't go in anymore. Fine. So that's those definitions. Okay. So Gemara says minolan di ibura de masa kemasa. How do I know that the, again, the this like little extension of the city is considered like the city. How do you know that? So Rav Yochanan da Amar Kra, the pasuk says, when it comes to the conquest of Yericho, which is the first city that that Am Yisrael, conquers, and they come into Eretz Yisrael. Vayhi bi Yosi Yoshua bi Yericho v'chulei. My bi Yericho, meaning what does it mean when Yeshua was in Yericho? In Yericho. In the name of Yericho Mamish, if you want to say that he was actually inside Yericho, Vaksiv Yericho Sogeres and Misugeres. Yericho was totally closed off. No one could get in. No one could come in. No one could. They had siege the city. Right? There was no way for anybody to get in and out. So it can't be the Yeshua was standing inside Yericho. That's impossible. Right? So Elash Mamina Bibura. So it must mean he wasn't actually inside the city. He was in the outskirts of the city, right? He's Bibura. Okay, and nevertheless, you call that being Be Yericho. So you see that being within Ibura makes you call that you're in Yericho. So Gemara says, I feel betchuma, right? Ema, I feel betchuma. Maybe tell me, what do you mean? He was in. Maybe he wasn't in. Maybe he was further out. Maybe he was more than 70 amos. I don't know. He's 1500 amos away. Who knows? He's in the Tchum Shabbos. So Hakse betchuma umidosam mechut sa'ir. So when it comes to the idea of Tchum Shabbos, so the pasuk says that they were already measured, from outside the city. So since they're already measured as outside the city, so you see that can't be. So look at Liran Minalan the Ibura de Masa Kemasa Dami. He says Elashma Mina Bibura Toch Ayin Ama Vishirayim Shayericho Hayoshe. Right, he was in the 70 amos and change. Vishirayim, right, and a little bit. So he's in the 70 amos. Fine. So Haksir Bitchuma Midosa Michutzair, right? Ama Tchum Hair Chutzair Umikre Ve'eno Minair. Right, so you see that it's called that when you're, Midosa Michutzair, that when you're that amount is considered outside. Fine. Good, fine. Okay, so continues the Gemara of min ha'agaf v'lachutz lo. So you told me in terms of measuring whether inside the house or not, you said that from the door frame and in, I'm considered in the house. So the implication is from the door frame and out, I'm out of the house. But then what do you do with the agaf itself? Right. So where am I if I'm inside the agaf? Right, mina gaf lachutz lo, meisiv Rav Meri, vayetzi a kohen mina ba'ayis, v'yatza a kohen mina ba'ayis. Right, when the kohen would come to declare tzaras ha'ba'ayis, the second time I'm talking about tzaras ha'ba'ayis already, right, recently, right, that he would declare what would happen when he would leave the house, right, and he would have to leave first before declaring it, having tzaras, otherwise he'd become tameh. The kohen came, right, so he would leave first. So Yachol Yelech LeBeis Ovi Yaskir. So maybe he would actually go to his own house, and from that place declare the house Tameh. Tameh Lomar El Pesach Habayis. Right? He would go out to the Pesach Habayis. Okay. El Pesach Habayis Yachol Yamo Tachas Hamashkof VeYaskir. Maybe he'll stand under the lintel, right? And he will declare it Tameh that way. Tameh Lomar Min Habayis Acheyetsa Min Habayis. And that's not until again Min Habayis, not until he actually leaves the house. Mina bayis kulo. Halketzah. So what does that mean? Omer bitzad hamashkof v'yaskir. Right, he should stand by the, again, by the door, by the lintel, and declare it closed at that point. U'minayin shim halach lebeiso v'hiskir osha amatachas hashakuf v'hiskir shiskiro muskar. How do I know, even technically, if he would go all the way back to his own house and declare it, muskar, that would work. Or, for our purposes, he's standing under the lintel, right, and he is going to declare it closed. It's closed. Tamalomar v'hiskir es habayis mikol malkom, wherever he is, right. Okay, so if that's true, you see that being under the mashkof, right, is considered still being out. It's considered v'yatsa min habayis, right. Yeah, look at the run. Yeah, Pesach Habayis. Kolomar, we're like, 70 lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Kolomar, Ikasvi lechudei, right, El Pesach Habayis, right, Velo Katsav Min Habayis, Havimina Shiamor Ala Skopa, tachas hamashkofa. I think you could stand on the threshold right under the lintel. V'yaskir. And you can close it that way. You can declare it closed. Lahachi itzrich minabayas. That's what it says. Minabayas. Lameh chetzarech latzeis chutz laskopa shetachas hamashkofa. So you see, you have to go a little further back from the threshold. Umidi itzrichei hachi ama kol shetachas hamashkofa af abishu minagaf lachutz habimichal labayas. But what do you see? The fact that he has to step from outside, from under the lintel, right? You see that any part of the doorframe itself is considered part of the house. So I don't understand. You told me that from the house and in, but the implication being from some of the house, still being in the doorframe would still be considered outside the house. But now you're telling me I have to be all the way outside of it. So what's going on here? So answers the Gemara. Shiny gabe bayis tichsiv min habayis acheyetze min habayis kulo. So that's a little different. This specific case says the Ran shiny gabe bayis tichsiv kram min habayis acheyetze min habayis kulo. The kevan the kus of Rachmana min habayis yisera. In fact, it says the language of min habayis when it comes to the tzaras. Lirabuye yetzia acheres. So I'm going to teach you an extra yetzia. V'hainu sheyetze mikol ma shetachas hamashkof. It's teaching me you have to actually totally remove yourself, right? Because I would have thought he could just stand under the doorframe umaskir and he can close it that way. Okay? He's under the doorframe. The point is that he's not yet in the house, really. Right? We don't think about it. It's like it goes so fast. But if you're under the doorframe, you're not really. You haven't stepped in yet necessarily. You see this idea, that still just confirms the same point, we're not bothered. That the bottom line is, like the Mishnah said, that a person is making a neder not to enter the house, so minagaf lifnim, it's a problem, but if he's in that part of the doorframe, that's actually, you know, you close the door, you're still kind of standing under the doorframe, in theory, if it's a thick enough doorframe, that could be possible. So that place, and you're still on the outside, so that would still be okay. All right. Stop here and sign next week.